One of the codas in American life is the power of an individual overcoming great odds to attain a goal. Think of it as the power of one. But what if a single individual tries to stop a movement, a business, and a community? Phoenix O went to Eagle Rock and found a brewery that was at the cusp of success. But there was one person, a single individual, who used bureaucracy as a tool to try to stop the popular establishment. And once set in motion, even he couldn't stop it.
You make the noise then.
See if you can hear it first.
What you're hearing is the beer making process at Eagle Rock Brewery. The brewery opened in 2009 in Los Angeles' Glassell Park neighborhood. It's the pioneer of LA's microbrew scene. Here's Andrew Bukowski, one of the brewers, describing the types of grain that go into their flavors.
You're going to start off with your base grains and your specialty grains to give you the different flavors of the beer. You'll have dark grains, light grains, roasty ones, smoky ones. To take those, you put them into the mill, and that's going to kind of crack them open so that later when we mash them, the water can get in there and kind of get the processes we need started and extract the sugars and the flavors.
Sounds delicious, right? Less appetizing is all the red tape that the brewery has gone through since it applied to open. Back in 2008, LA Zoning Administration granted Eagle Rock Brewery a permit for 10 years. Then, the property owner across the street complained about having a business that serves alcohol in the neighborhood, saying that it would create problems with parking, drunk customers, and even gangs. At another hearing, the permit was limited to 5 years. Since then, the city has held two more hearings on whether the brewery can stay open, an undertaking that requires dealing with LA's sprawling bureaucracy, as co-owner Ting Su tells us.
I don't think any one department really is even aware of the existence of other departments. And they don't necessarily understand, you know, what they put a small business owner through or what they put a business owner through by having them kind of all give different responses. You ask seven different people, you get seven different responses on how to go about doing the exact same thing. And they all think that they have jurisdiction over it, which is insanity.
It goes on. Eagle Rock has had to commission a radius map, inform all neighboring businesses about the meeting, and schedule appointments with the LAPD, the Zoning Administration, etc. Organizing a hearing has cost around $8,000 for the brewery. Perhaps it's because it's on such shaky ground with the city, or perhaps it would have always been that way. But Eagle Rock hires employees who seem especially considerate of its neighborhood. They close the tap room at 10, turn away nearby college students, and enforce other policies that cut down on noise. Eagle Rock Brewery also does a lot of outreach, such as breast cancer research fundraisers and events with other local microbreweries and restaurants. It even hosts a regular women's-only beer forum. As a result, at the fourth hearing yesterday morning, an overwhelming amount of people were there to testify about Eagle Rock's positive impact, including someone from Councilman Mitch O'Farrell's office and the LAPD sergeant who inspected it. Sterling Frankensteffen emphasized how Eagle Rock's trials look to the rest of the small business community.
Finally, I am actually a potential competitor to Eagle Rock Brewing with a brewery in planning, and I have been very focused on locating myself within the city of Los Angeles, but concerns that Eagle Rock are dealing with and others that have dealt with the same are dissuading me.
Co-owner Jeremy Robb asked meeting officials to stop subjecting his business to any future hearings.
I think we've kind of proven our responsibility and our paid our fees many times over already. So, I would urge full approval of this request with no term limit.
Back to the man who filed the original complaint. This one person who did not want to be named entangled a struggling establishment that everyone, even its competitors, wanted to succeed. He turned what should have been a democratic process on its head. In the end, no one, not even this one person, wanted to stop the brewery. But he had set in motion a bureaucratic process that had to play out. Phoenix So, Annenberg Radio News.